Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you in the Lord's house on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. And we're glad that you have come for the purpose, I believe, to worship the Lord, to give your heart and devotion to Him and the singing of the hymns and in our time together. And our call to worship, I'm in Ezra chapter 7 today, and I'm looking at one verse of Scripture. The Ezra and Nehemiah are tremendous books of the Bible because they were men who were given a gift to be able to return to their homeland, to restore the temple, to restore the walls. They were given official sanction by the state to return and be able to do that. And the men that were chosen to do that were all godly men. You know, God has His work. Even whenever you're a captive in a foreign country, God's still doing His work. God's still in charge. And one of the men that was called upon in this work, was sent to Jerusalem, was Ezra. And in chapter 7 and verse 10 we read, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach it in Israel, statutes and judgments." Now this testimony of Ezra comes up several times in the book. We can look at all the different references to this attitude that he had, that he wanted to study. He set his heart to study God's Word, to seek the law of God, to do it, and not only that, but to teach it to others, to teach the statutes and the judgments. Is there no wonder that God chose him to go and to help restore the temple, to restore eventually with Nehemiah the building of the walls around Jerusalem? Because this man was determined. And we are living in a time, folks, where we need more and more men and women who are like Ezra. Not individuals that are just coasting along, getting by, you know, show up to church every once in a while, just, you know, I got my religion, but I'm not going to be, you know, really crazy about it. Well, what does that mean, that you're not going to be crazy? What do you consider crazy? Getting up early and reading your Bible, is that crazy? Or living out your testimony before a lost and dying world, is that crazy? I don't think so. I think that's pretty normal. You know, the world lives out their philosophy every day, and nobody calls them crazy. Now, we as Christians look at it and say, you know, it's pretty wild, some of the things that are going on. But, you know, we don't need to worry about that. We need to be like Ezra, and we need to purpose. We need to prepare our hearts to, first of all, know God's Word, but then to go out and do it. Did you notice that? Not just read about it. You know, we read magazines all the time. We read all kinds of articles that come in the mail, and we go online and we read stuff. I enjoy reading. But it's another thing to actually do what God says. Not just read about it, but do it. Hear the Word and do the Word. And that was the testimony of Ezra. And because of his testimony, in a time in which the nation of Israel was ruled by another nation, they were in captivity. God said, you know what? I'm not done. Ezra, I need you to go. Nehemiah, I need you to go. Zerubbabel, I need you to go back. And I need you to restore the walls of the temple and restore the walls because I'm not done with Israel. But he chose special individuals that wanted to do what God said in His Word. You know, God's got special work for people like that. Right now in America, God's got special work for people like that. Well, I don't want to be too committed, you know. I've got a lot of things I want to get done, and I want to do this, and I want to do that. Why don't you do what God wants you to do? Could we do that? Is that too much? Is that crazy? To submit to the claims of God on our lives? I don't think so. God needs some witnesses, some people who will stand up and be counted for Him. And it starts by wanting to know God's Word and do it. May God help us to be that kind of Christian.